Look, the other issue is it does appear as though there was a secret squirrel meeting with Auckland Council to talk about how they're going to construct or how they're going to establish the Māori seats. Was it a secret? Can you confirm whether or not it was a secret squirrel meeting? I say secret squirrel because it was a very under-the-radar, non-publicised meeting held, you know, sort of like almost...
I'll talk a little about that. So the Minister of Local Government, Nanaimo Hauta, has indicated that there will be no Māori seats for Tāmaki Makaurau for next year, which is a shame for me, that's another kōrero. But for the next election after that. And so what that means is that Auckland Council, the governing body, had a meeting about that. Because remember in 2017, they already passed the recommendation that there should be Māori seats as long as... the number of seats change. Legislation can only say that there are 21 seats at the table and they can't do any more additional seats. But the issue that we have with Auckland Council is how many seats, what process should they follow, what role does the Independent Māori Statutory Board play, and what about Māori representations at local board? So for example, Mahina Samesi local board, we're 127,000 people. We're actually, our local board's bigger than most councils around Aotearoa. What does Māori representation look like at local board? And so there is a working group with that. So you've got the Independent Māori Statutory Board members, and you've got three councillors who are on that working party. But my issue was that there was no request from local board representation on that working party, remembering that there are 11 Māori elected local board members across Tāmaki Makaurau, and it's a shame that we weren't asked to be a part of that working group.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely, should have. I mean, after all, you're part of the community, you know, I mean, you're closer to the community than what council is really, you know, to be honest, isn't it? So you would expect them to have asked for your opinion, be at the table, not ask for, you know, not to be just someone at the table, but someone who is making those decisions alongside as well too. In terms of Nanaia, Minister Nanaia, did Auckland request not to have Māori seats at the next election? Or is this something that the minister had observed, you know, seen the legislative issues around Auckland Council, and she made that decision herself? So where did it come from?
Yeah, so I think the decision was made from Nanaia because Auckland Council is under different legislation and there are quite a few things that need to be decided before giving that power for Tāmaki Makaurau. And actually, I can understand that in hindsight. For example, the Independent Māori Statutory Board, that was a government initiative. That wasn't something that was originally thought about because the Royal Commission, I think, Darren, you know, wanted to have three Māori seats at the governing body table. The government at the time ignored that request, and so I think put the Sharples at the time indicated, okay, we'll do an independent Māori statutory board. The issue with that is that they've got no real power apart from voting rights on some committees. But for me, I would love to see three or four Māori elected seats, but also how that plays out in terms of Māori representation at local boards. The Hina Samasi local board sent a submission to say, actually, we want Māori representation at local board level. Most local boards don't have Māori on them. And without having Māori on that decision-making table, you don't have the real strong decision-making.
So are you seeking a and Māori at council level, at that big table level, as well as Māori representation at local board as well too?
Well, the original intention of Auckland Council was supposed to be a shared governance. It wasn't supposed to be a two-tier system. But 11 years after the 11 years after the Super City was established, it has become a them versus us. And that's really unfair. It was supposed to be a shared governance. It wasn't a tier one, tier two system. But unfortunately, it has eventuated to that. The local board members are really... work closely alongside our community. So it only makes sense that there is Māori representation, but I don't know what that looks like. And I'm hope, I'm hoping that at that working party table, we've got some really good councillors on there, by the way. Councillor Henderson, Councillor Filipina, and Councillor Dalton are there, and actually they will represent us quite well. And I would like them to look at how Māori representation can look like at local board level too.
And in your opinion, the Māori Statutory Board, stay, go?
Absolutely stay. I see them having a role in terms of progressing treaty issues, you know, with a really independent view. And I think they do that really well. So I definitely would like them to stay.
Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. Thank you very much for the update in West Auckland. We wish all the whānau all the very best, and to you as well too. And we look forward to seeing how it unravels the Māori seats issue here in Tamaki Makaurau. There's always very complicated, very complex Auckland. It doesn't matter what happens. We're very complex. Complex here.
Kia ora, ngā mihi nui.
Tēnā koe. Thank you so very much for joining us. That's Dr. Will Flavel. He's a local board member, Henderson Massey.